Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth part two of his message, Take Me Back, Lord, from last Saturday. So if you was in tune to last Saturday's message, this is the conclusion of the whole matter pertaining to this message on tonight. So you're going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so you can follow along with them as we go through God's word on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go in prayer with me at this time. We serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve, so worthy of our praise. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in your Son Jesus' name we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. You are in total control at all times. You neither slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie. You cannot fail nor change. So we just give you glory and honor and praise for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would move by your spirit on tonight. We pray, Lord, for those that are listening, should they be not saved in the name of Jesus, it's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your word, through Pastor King on tonight, that will prick their hearts. They will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, after hearing this word, or even while the word is going forth, they will open up their own mouth and give you glory and honor and praise, and ask that they will be saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you are moved by your Spirit. We know that you are still healing your people. We know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted on tonight. We know that you know who they are and where they are. I especially continue to lift up my brother Curtis, who is still hospitalized. He's still going to have to have his bladder removed due to pancreatitis. But we know that you are still the healer. We know you're still working through the doctors. So we ask that you would move by your Spirit through the doctors as they work on him. And after this, he would have a testimony that it was you who have healed him. And he would not be ashamed to let the world know that it was you. Not only for my brother Curtis, but I looked at my entire family, those that are dealing with illnesses. Not only my family, all those that are dealing with illnesses all over the land. We ask that you would continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. We know that the enemy is still roaming the earth, seeking whom he may devour. So we know that it's the people, the enemy has to work through people just like you do. So we know that it is the enemy who's working through people, and he's causing chaos throughout the land. So we ask that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight as only you can. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy on tonight. We know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. We thank you for your word that went forth through our minister, Saran Rambis, on tonight. We thank you for always confirming your word. And Heavenly Father, I have a hallelujah praise on tonight. Just after hearing that message, that word from you, Heavenly Father, through your man of God, Minister Rambis, I just thank you for it. And I ask that you continue to bless him, continue to use him for your glory. I continue to lift up my pastor and bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. And not only that church family, but also Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and the Morning Star Baptist Church. And also Pastor Norman King, who's going to bring your word on tonight in the Victor's Outreach Ministries in North Carolina. And every faithful doer of your word all over the land, because you are using people everywhere, Heavenly Father. So we continue to lift up everyone that has been faithful, who are still being committed and dedicated and humble while they're doing the work that you have a call and assigned to each one of our hands individually, then as a corporate body of believers for your glory in the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you would increase in us. And we'll continue to bless the listeners, continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. What an awesome spiritual food for thought. That is something to consider for each one of us who are in the body of Jesus Christ, even on today. I only have one announcement that I'm going to make before I bring forth Pastor Norman King. Once again, listeners, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. Again, he's going to be bringing forth part two of this message from last Saturday. My announcement for tonight, because we have a lot of new listeners, and I want to make sure that you all can be able to tune in and be blessed by God's word, because God has opened new doors for others to have shows up under this worldwide platform. And the first show is titled Theologically Speaking with husband and wife team Jose and Danielle Dorsey. They are the hosts. This show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have Clinically Speaking. This is a woman of God, a psychologist. Sierra Renee is the host. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and also every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Saran Rambis, who brought forth an awesome, powerful word on tonight at the 6:30 p.m. hour on tonight. Again, Ministry Impossible with host Minister Sharon Rambis comes forth each and every second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. Next, we have Pastor Eric Morphis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Baptist Church, located in Warren, Michigan. He comes forth over this worldwide platform at 8 p.m., delivering God's word each and every second Thursday night at 8 p.m. Then we have Pastor Norman King, who is bringing forth the word again on tonight. He comes forth bringing God's word every third and fourth Saturday night over this worldwide platform at 8 p.m. Then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He always comes forth sharing inspirational poems and delivering God's word. He comes forth over this worldwide platform each and every first and second Saturday night. So you want to tune in by these and be blessed by God's word through these other awesome men and women of God. And before we bring forth Pastor Norman King, you might want to write this down. On next Thursday night at 8 p.m., my special guest will be none other than Pastor Sharon Ford. She will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night. You want to be make sure that you tune in so that you can be blessed by this awesome woman of God. Sister Pastor Sharon Ford will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. So right now, I am not going to do a music break because I want to be able to give Pastor Norman King the amount of time that he needs to conclude this whole message for tonight. And if he need to, we'll do part three. It's all about how the Lord moves. So do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the air after he concludes the message for tonight. He's going to share with the listeners and myself another inspirational poem. I'm thinking about Deacon Marvin Cox. Pastor King is going to share with us another inspirational musical selection following his message on tonight. So you want to be blessed by that. So don't hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet after he concludes with his message. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth to you all once again, Pastor Norman King. I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for the privilege that the Lord has allowed me and to be in my home, you know, for you who have been listening, you know, 90-some percent of the time I'm delivering a message inside the cab of a tractor trailer truck on the passenger side. And God, for the last two Saturdays, graced me to be able to make it to my home. You know, I remember the saying in the, and I think it was Dorothy, and the Wizard of Oz says, there's no place like home. I don't mind doing ministry work any and everywhere God sends me, but it's just something different to be able to make it back in my own quarters. So I thank God for that. Amen. As we will go with the part two in this message tonight, and let the Holy Spirit have his way. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we are sharing the good news. We are grateful for your abiding presence. We know your word says, well, two or three is gathered together in thy name, touching the ground, you're there in the midst. We want to lift up James, Brother James, for your blessing that's upon him, for his faithfulness and his many sacrifices, but first above, his obedience to his divine call. And you, in your own time, you will release those blessings. Amen. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which art in heaven. So we thank Brother James for his example, for his dedication, and for his persistence and his patience, Father. We thank you. Thank you for having those ones who is on the other end listen to this message tonight, Father God. I pray that I may decrease and that you may increase, and whatever their need is tonight, Father God, I pray that they receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We ask these and all blessings in Jesus' name. Pray, amen, amen, and amen. Revelations 2, amen. This message is covering the first seven verses in Revelation 2. My key verse that I'm going to read it, and that's verse 4. And during the message, I'll recap to bring us back from where we were last week to now to make sure I hit the points I want to bring tonight. But the key verses that I want to read, Revelations 2, actually verses 2 through 5, It says, I know thy works. This is Jesus talking to the pastors. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, the key verse right here, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Verse 5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. And my sermon topic is part two, but it's take me back, Lord. Take me back. Amen. And what it's dealing with is take me back, Lord, to what I first believed. You know, one of the popular artists who's gone on to be the Lord is Andre Crouch. That was a song that was very popular. He said, take me back to where I first believed. Amen. So we're going to be dealing with that subject tonight. Take me back, Lord. In other words, I want to read this before I get even farther in this. I like how the Message Bible kind of put these verses together. So listen, I'm going to read this too, because this is going to speak a language that's going to put us in mind to where I want to go with this message, and the hope that you receive the direction that this message is coming from and going to. Revelation 2, I'm going to read also the same verses, verses 2 through 5. So follow me now. Well, just listen to me. This is the Message Bible. Verse 2, I see what you have done. And it's, I want you to receive this as direction, direct towards you. Amen. You listen to this. I see what you have done, your hard work, your refusal to quit. I know you can't stomach evil. Amen. That you weed out apostolic pretenders. Amen. In this day and time especially. Verse 3, I know you're persistent. We must be persistent. Your courage in my cause, that you never wear out. And that's how we're supposed to be for doing the work of the Lord. See, these are things that people are being commended for. Amen. Verse 4 is the complaint. Verse 4 says, but you walk away from your first love. Why? What's going on with you? Anyway, we know what's going on with us. Come on, y'all. Let's be truthful to ourselves. Amen. Verse 5 says, do you have any idea how far you have fallen? And that's a good question. Amen. Don't try to sugarcoat. Don't try to look beyond the reality that you know. As I get older in age and older in ministry, I come to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Has graced me to be able to have more understanding. King Solomon said, in all you're getting, get what? Understanding. And I come to the conclusion that most folk know where they at. They know what they have done. They know what they are doing. And they know what they need to do. So I want to encourage somebody tonight. I'm going to continue verse 5 in Revelation 2, the Message Bible. Verse 5 says, do you have any idea how far you're falling? A Lucifer fall. Turn back. That's my word to you. And matter of fact, that's my subtopic tonight. Not only turn back, come back. Turn back, come back. And then it goes on and says, recover your dear early love. Bring back your dear love. That when you first started out, y'all know how we are. I've been married 40 years. And I know, you know, for example, how it was in the first. Come on, y'all, before I got married, you know, that newlywed stage, or that courting stage before newlywed. Amen. And we got to do things to keep that love on fire. Our love for God. And that's what's happening in the church in Ephesus. Let me keep reading. I'm elaborate. Turn back. Recover your dearly early love. No time to waste. See, we ain't got no time to waste, my dear brothers and sisters. None. No time to waste. For I am, this is the word in the Message Bible, for I am well on my way to removing your light from the golden circle. Amen. So as I look at this message tonight, I wanted to share with you that we need to be reinstated. This is your night to be reinstated, to be reconciled back to God. This is your night. Amen. I was talking to a preacher tonight, two of them, you know, matter of fact, and it was all divine arranged by God. Come on, somebody. Amen. And one of my favorite verses, I'm going to share this because this ties in with this message, so I'm going to share this verse with you. Then I'm going to come back to Revelation. Familiar verse, I hope it's familiar. If not, let it be familiar to you, that you have understanding and don't really listen to what people say when they misquote God's word. You know for sure that's not true. Romans 11:29. Here again, I'm going to read from the Message Bible. This is what it says. God's gifts, plural, and God's call are under full warranty. Never canceled, never rescinded. So if you out there and you like the church in Ephesus who were doing, had it going on, doing all those things, but yet lost your first love, come back. Amen. Allow yourself, first of all, you can't come back without repentance. That's the first thing you got to repent. That means turn from the direction that you are sincerely and allow the Holy Spirit to bring you back to where you're supposed to be. Come on. So in verse 29, I'm reading again in the Message Bible, say God's gifts and God's call are under full warranty. Don't matter what somebody tell you. People, we live in a time that people, even, let's be critical, y'all, in the church want to tell you what thus said themselves, but they'll tell you is what thus said the Lord. That's why Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed. Why? Because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. So you have to know for yourself. Amen? So God's gifts and God's call are under, what I say, full warranty. It's never canceled, never rescinded. If you slip and fall and do something to backslide, repent. Sincerely repent. Amen. In verse 4, as we go back to Revelation, amen, Revelation, the second chapter, verse 4, amen, and I'm going to read it in the Message. It says, but you walked away from your first love. Why? What's going on with you anyway? That's my question to you. You know who you are. This message is for everybody, but in particular, it's for the ones who have backslid. Amen? That's what's happening, y'all. God is speaking to you tonight and said, listen, you walked away from your first love. What's going on? What's up? Get it right. Amen? Tonight's your night. Come on back. And say Revelation 3:20, he's standing, Jesus standing at your heart's door, knocking, saying, let me come in and sup with you. Amen. Now, there are always contributors, whether it's positive or negative. So my thing is that tonight, this is your night to be reinstated. Come back to God. Amen. Yeah, you lost your first love, but this is your night to come back. Amen. Forget about who's around you or what people may say. It's between you and God in the house. Amen? So I can see where my sermon topic is, take me back, Lord. In other words, Lord, I want you. I can't do this by myself. I've tried my way. I allow my emotions to be so high that it's taking away my spirit, man. Amen? So say tonight. We're dealing with tonight because tomorrow's not promised to us, y'all. Let's deal with right now. Amen? The Lord is saying, come on back. Amen. Other words, repent. That's the first thing you got to repent. Amen. See what happened in this church right here. Christ was no longer first in their life. When they started out, he was number one. Oh, you relate to a person. You know how you first get saved, you're on fire. You want to tell the whole world, everybody about Jesus. Amen. And you're going through all the activities in this church. I'm gonna fast forward. You get the point. And this is part two. I want to make sure I get some things in the meat side of the second part of this message, right? But we can be so involved in ministry that we are serving ministry more than we're serving Christ, our Lord. Amen? So this church here, that's what happened to them. They was putting themselves in their own affairs first. They was putting the church first. They was putting all the programs and service and all these other things first. So where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Where was Jesus when you first started? He was number one. Amen. So this message for you tonight is go ahead and be reconciled back to God. Come on back. This is for you tonight. Come back. Amen. Get that love relationship back to the way it were when you first started. See, this is the only charge that Jesus had against the church in Ephesus. Everything else they were doing. Amen. They were doing everything good. Amen. But he said, I got this one thing that I'm holding against you. So my message tonight is I'm opened up so far. If I was to stop there, you got enough already. Amen. Because repent. We have to repent. When a church or a believer goes astray, the Lord issued the very same call that he issued here. Return. Come on back. Jesus is saying right now, come back, y'all. Come on back. He's saying don't try to do it in your own strength, in your own power. 1 Peter 5:7 says to cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Amen. And in your comeback, come back. Remember from where you've fallen. Be serious. Deal with that issue. Amen. Think back over your former love for the Lord. You was on fire for the Lord. You was doing all those things. You couldn't sleep. You toss and turn. I told him last Saturday, it's like when you, I'm going to relate to my own self. I can't speak for you. I can't speak for me. Back in the days, I grew up in a time when we did have a phone, amen, but we had one line, a party line, amen. Come on, y'all. Huh? Line stayed busy all day long between me and my brother talking to them gals. Huh? Come on, huh? And we had that puppy love. We thought it was real love, amen. I mean, I married mine, who have been married 40 years. Come on, somebody. The proof is in the pudding, amen. But the point is that look at where our mind was. Look what we did. I used to travel from Fort Stewart, Georgia every week, y'all. I hadn't got married yet, y'all. I would get in that Cutlass. I would drive 6 hours. You come home and see my girl. You hear me? Next week, I'm down at the base. I ain't got no money, y'all. What I do? I go to the pawn shop because I'm going to do what I got to do legally and get me some money to go see my girl. Finally, I got tired. I said, you know what? I got to marry her. I'm tired of this. So what God is saying to somebody tonight, he said, you're tired and you're sick and tired or running in the direction that you know is not right. Come on, come on. This is your night to come back to God. And just cry out to him. My sermon topic says, take me back, Lord, to where I first believed. Lord, I can't do it on my own. I can't do it by myself. But, Lord, you can take me back. I need your help. Jesus said in John 15 that without me, you can't do nothing. We have to acknowledge that, y'all. Amen, that we can't do nothing without Jesus. The more I grow, the more I realize I don't know. Come on, somebody. Come on, huh? It's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So anyway, as we continue on with this message, wherever it is, I'm recapping so I can take this thing home in a minute. Whatever it is that has pulled you away from Christ, turn back to Christ. Let that go. Amen. Turn away from whatever has pulled you away. Amen. You know what it is. You don't need me, or I definitely don't know because I'm speaking on the internet. Amen. You don't need nobody else to tell you because you already know what it is. You got it between you and God. Amen. Say, cry out. Say, Lord, take me back, Lord, to where I first believed. Take me back, Lord, where it was when I was like those you know, the Bible said the Romans were very zealous, but they lacked knowledge. Even though they didn't have the knowledge, but they had the zeal. Maybe you lost your zeal. Maybe because it's, you know, it's several things that can cause us to lose our zeal. You know what it is. I ain't got to specify. You know what it is. So just lean and depend on the Lord. Well, another scripture from Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Quit trying to do your own way in your own power and your own strength. Amen. So turn away from whatever has pulled you away from Christ and turn yourself back to Christ. Amen? Amen? And amen. Do the things that worked for you. Amen? You know what it was. You know what I say it was? It's not doing that because you've got some entanglements. You got some distractions. You need to detach yourself from those distractions so you can get back. Because, see, one thing about it, if you're sincere, the Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance. So do the first works that you did. Amen? And you got to be so serious that you're giving the Holy Spirit something to work with. Amen? So, in other words, you got to get along with Christ more than what you are doing right now. Amen? Begin to walk just as Christ would walk if he was walking where you're walking on your side right now. Amen? Talk to him. Let people think you crazy or whatever because they see you moving your lips and you move your hands. See, you're at the point in your spiritual walk now. You need that. But folks, what they say, how they look, amen, you need to look at, let them say things about, they talked about Jesus. They called him all kind of names, but it didn't stop him from doing what he was called to do. And that's my word to you tonight, amen. Because one thing about verse 5 says, do you have any idea how far you have fallen? If you have failed, do you realize how far you have failed? It's time to get it right. Because, see, one thing about you know who I'm talking to. You are very sincere about being reconciled back to God. See, the warning here in verse 5 says, there is the warning that Christ will remove the church, the candlestick, from its place. What does this mean? It means that Christ will remove the church from being a true church. Just follow me. Just don't jump out too soon. I'm going somewhere. He will remove the church from being a true representative for Christ upon the earth. Amen? From being a church of God's true kingdom. Now, you're saying, I'm saying from being what it is that these being was in the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Amen? See, this is a terrible judgment. Just how terrible can be seen by looking at the opposite of the above, as I said a while ago, right? If a church has been removed by Christ, let me tell you what it means. Then it means that the church is not a true church. Come on, come on, come on, huh? It means that it's a false church. There are a lot of perpetrators, amen? And maybe you have got entrapped. Because one thing about when you slip, when you backslid, you would get whooped bad. You think you had it bad before you got saved. Oh, you would get whooped bad. Back in the day, my mama said, yes, wait, no, let me say it right. How she said, when I get you, James, you probably really like this, James. I'm going to pay for old. I'm going to pay for new. Boy, when she said that, you was in trouble. You was in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
So I want to say to you tonight that God is speaking through me to you. Amen. It's not something I factored up and I'm thinking about. No. I'm learning that too as I grow in Christ too. That I got to stay humble. Let the Holy Spirit do the speaking. Amen. So there's a lot of churches that appear to be true, but it's not. And that's what we're saying right now. Amen. If a church has been removed by Christ, then it means that it's not part of God's kingdom. You know what it's part of? It's part of the world's kingdom. Come on, y'all. We got to call it like it is. Amen. It is not in touch with the union of Christ. It is only in touch and union with the world. And for you who may not be quite sure, a lot of this is going on right now. You feel that you've been isolated. And what it is that if your heart is sincere, amen. I know, I've been saved for a long time, but I done had my share, as the song say, of ups and downs. Huh? Tossed to and fro. Avoiding. See, one thing is when you have tasted the Lord, huh? It's taste to see that the Lord is good, amen. And you have backslid. It's worse than it was before you got saved. That's why some of you are being beat and browed down so bad right now. That's why you listen to this message and you know it's the truth and you know that it's not me speaking, because I wouldn't know what to say to you, but there's one inside me called the Holy Ghost. There's one inside you called the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, Elder John says this way. He said, ye are of God, little children, because greater is he who is in you than is he that is of the world. Amen? So what God is saying to you tonight, he's saying, come back. Come back, y'all. Take me. When you cry out, Lord, be sincere. Lord, take me back. I'm tired. Not only tired, I'm sick and tired. But you spoke your word back to me, Lord. And I'm receiving your word. I'm just speaking the spirit, y'all, right now. Amen. Verse 4, Message Bible. So I'm going to read it again. It said, but you walked away from your first love. Why? What's going on with you anyway? What's going on with you? It's not something for you to tell nobody. It's between you and God. I'm just throwing it out there, y'all. You know what it is. But take this opportunity that God has ordained tonight and get yourself back right with God. Amen. Listen, I was going to say something, but something already down. Don't let this moment pass you by. What's the old song you say? Don't let this moment pass you by. Jesus is waiting, huh? With arm open wide. Don't let this moment pass you by. See, come back. This word is telling you tonight, come back. Amen. This is your night. Forget about what you've done. If you really sincere about putting those things behind you and press toward the mark for the prize, this is your night. Come back to the Lord. Amen. Come back. Say, Lord, see, he'll take you back. Amen. But you just got to be sincere and do the right thing. Amen. See, the soul and the spirit are important, but so is the body. We are to take care of our whole person, y'all, spirit, soul, and body. We ought to keep both body and spirit pure and holy. Look what Paul said. Paul says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Amen. Which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God is saying, come back. Come on back. Right now, tonight. Tonight is your night. Come back to God tonight. Don't let this moment pass you by. Amen. Because there's a promise. Verse 7 says, are your ears awake? This is the Message Bible. Are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the wind words. The spirit blowing through the churches. I am about to call each conqueror to dinner. You know you're a conqueror now. Not only are you a conqueror, you more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. Amen? Yes, you are. So there is the promise to the overcomer. The word overcomer has the idea of conflict and struggle. Amen. It has, the overcomer is a person who overcomes and conquers and gains the victory. That's you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Receive this word. You are an overcomer. Amen. This word is to you. Amen. Everything that pulls his heart and love away from Christ and attaches it to the world, whatever possessions and whatever pleasures, whatever it is that has dampened the believer's first love for Christ, is that thing that the believer must overcome. You know what it is. I'm just preaching the word. I'm sharing the word. You are an overcomer. Greater is he who is in you than is he that's of the world. Amen. The promise is made to the individual believer. Therefore, all believers are to hear the messages to the churches. A church as a whole may go astray, but it is the believer who must personally overcome. Amen. How? Let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says, and let him heed and do what the Spirit says. If he does, then he will be an overcomer. So this word tonight, don't take it as Norman D. King word. It's the Lord's word speaking to you. Amen. Call those things that be not as though they were. You got to say to yourself, I am an overcomer. Amen. See, one thing about the overcomer shall be allowed to eat of the tree of life. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the tree of God, the tree that gives life. Amen. Both the fullness of life and eternal life. Amen. Because I know right now you're starving. You've been beat down, but this is your night. Come back to God. Amen. Just come back to God. God is standing with his arms open wide, saying, just come back to me. Take me back, Lord, to where I first believed. This love relationship you had with God that you have seemed to have lost. Remember Romans 11:29. It says that you are, God has given you a full warranty. Amen. He will not take back. Man will take back, but God won't take back. Amen. That's why God is speaking this message to me tonight, and you are listening to the message tonight, because God is saying this is your divine appointment that he has set in motion. He wants you to know that your gift and your call are under full warranty, never canceled, never rescinded. Now, as I was saying earlier, I talked to a guy, a preacher, who backslid. But God sent him across my path with another preacher. Amen. Well, two or three gather together the name, touch grant. He's there in the midst. So I thank God that this preacher, in regards to what's going on in his life, he felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. And he said, yes. Yes. He kept saying yes. He just kept saying yes. 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 I'm going to say to you tonight, say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Because you are an overcomer. The overcomer who is you shall become a citizen of the paradise of God. Paradise is heaven, the very dwelling place of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is saying, come back. Forget about what you have not done. Forget about what you've done that wasn't right. And repent and get back on track. Amen. Amen. And amen. God wants you to grab a hold to this message. Amen. See, a lot of things I've said, I didn't plan to say it. But what I said, the Holy Spirit gave me to say. It's up to you to receive it. You know who you are. Amen. And this is one song that I'm so grateful for, because we have to have understanding of this song and what this song talks about. And the song that I was going to play last week, I couldn't bring it up. And I tried again today, and I realized today that wasn't the song I was supposed to play. So the song I'm going to play is by recording artist Tasha Cobbs Leonard, and it's going to talk about Gracefully Broken. The majority of you have heard this song, but I want you to listen to the lyrics, because it ties in with this message. Come back. Take me back, Lord. So I'm going to play this song. Amen. Just hold up. Just hold up. Let me bring it up. Amen. Just hold up. But this is the word that was supposed to come forth tonight, and it has come forth. Because I want you to be receptive of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit has spoken. Now, what you do with it, it's up to you. Take me back, Lord, to where I first believed. Whatever it is that got you where you are, amen. You know what it is. You don't need nobody to tell you what it is, because you already know what it is. Amen. I'm going to say again, you know what it is. I think that sometimes we have good intentions, but we mess up sometimes by trying to say too much. Amen. Instead of just letting the Holy Spirit do the ministry, and we just be that earthen chosen vessel. Amen. Just stand there and just allow the Holy Spirit complete reign. Amen. I'm about ready to play a song, so just bear with me. I pray and hope that something's been said tonight that's been truly a blessing to unite. Amen. Just bear with me. Just hold on a minute, y'all. Just hold on a minute. It's coming up. I love this song because we have to. If you want to think about God, God is like, man, he will break you gracefully. And whoever it is on the side of my voice, you've been broken gracefully, but come back to God.
Thank you. Amen. Amen and amen. I now turn the service over to you, Cousin James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I like what you said, Pastor King. When the Lord gives us what to say, and we just leave it right there. Sometimes we can add, we can mess it up when we start adding stuff to what the Lord didn't say. So I'm going to leave it right there. That word was for somebody on tonight, and I pray that you receive that word on tonight, because the Lord knows who's going to be listening. He knows exactly what we stand in need of. So you want to come back to your first love. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King, for him being obedient to the Holy Spirit to deliver such a powerful word for such a time as this. Because we do know that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, he is coming back again. And should he delay his coming, guess what the word of God says? It has been appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. So we thank God for this word on tonight. Then I pray that you have received it and take heed to it, because the enemy will try to make you doubt this word, and he will have you all messed up. That's a part of his job, is to keep you confused and keep you in a backslidden state. So God has already designed through his Son Jesus Christ. All you have to do is repent and come back to him. He said, you come back to me, I will come back to you. So we thank God for this word on tonight. As we get ready to close out, I forgot to mention in my opening, I'm asking all listeners, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servant-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. For those of you that did not hear the earlier message that came through Minister Sharon Rambis at 6:30 this evening, you need to go back to my website and you need to pull up that message. That message kind of ties in with Pastor Norman King's message on tonight. You need to go back and go to my website. Again, that website is blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels, and you can go and listen to Minister Rambis's message that God gave to him for tonight, to the night's listeners at 6:30. So once you come back to God, God has something for you, and that's something I'm not going to reveal what it is. If you do not hear the word through him on tonight, go back, and you can put it up right now after this show airs from tonight. You can go right back there and listen to it tonight. And then you can let that tie in with today's message from Pastor Norman King, and let God work on your heart through those two messages that was delivered on tonight. We thank God for you, the listeners. I don't take it lightly or for granted that you tuned in faithfully. You could be doing other things, but I thank God that you are faithful. And just like God is faithful to keep his promise, I thank God for you all being faithful to tune in, because you do get a word from the Lord. And just like Pastor Norman King says, it's not us, it's not me, it's not him, it's not any of the guests that come forth living God's word. It's the Holy Spirit that works through his word. We just the vessels, the servants, and ambassadors that deliver the God's word. So I pray that this word has been received on tonight in love, and that you would know without a doubt that your living is not in vain, and God is glorified through your life. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking our listeners, please pray with me. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come again, give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not like man. You cannot lie, you cannot fail, you cannot change. Your eyes are in every place. You said that even if someone should make their way down in hell, behold, you are there also. So there's no way and nowhere no one can hide from you. So we just love you on tonight. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, even through our trials and our tribulations, even through the enemies that have come our way, we thank you that we already have the victory through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that our trials come to make us strong in you. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, or what we hear or see. We who are saved in Jesus' name, we know without a doubt that you are in total control. And we bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you, again, you are not like man. You have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. Oh, God, we thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit over this worldwide platform. And every guest that brings forth your word, Heavenly Father, continue to bless them, anoint them with a dunamis power, even on tonight. Strengthen them that they will be able to continue to stand on your word and deliver your word with power, that it will be received in love. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we now come asking in the name of Jesus Christ. I lift up my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, my man of God, that you have as my under-shepherd in the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. And not only that church family, but Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. and the Morning Star Baptist Church, where you have me as the musician there. I thank you for opening that door for me as well. And now also Pastor Norman King and the Victor's Outreach Ministry in Greensboro, North Carolina, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land, Heavenly Father, because you have people that are spreading the good news of Jesus Christ all over the land. So we thank you for the greater works that you declared through Jesus Christ that we would do here on earth. And we thank you that you already foreknew before the internet came out that it was going to be in existence. And that way we can get your word out to millions of people, millions and millions of people at the same time. So we bless your name for even considering us to be used as your vessels, your servants and ambassadors for such a time as this. Because we know that we are truly living in the last and evil days. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we already have the victory through your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord, that lets us know that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And then we know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We continue to lift up your name on high because you're worthy to be praised. Continue to have your way over this worldwide platform. Continue to bless each listener. And move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, even on tomorrow in every door all over the land that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name. Anoint each vessel that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow, that they will bring it forth with power, that many souls will be saved. Backsliders will come back to the fold, and those that are in the body of Jesus Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified through your word on tomorrow. We ask that you will move by your Spirit. Have your way, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, know that I love you, but can nobody love you more than God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord. I love you, listeners. I pray that you continue to pray for this list, for this worldwide platform, that it will be everything that God has called and ordained for it to be for such a time as this. Until the next time, you want to, again, tune in next Thursday night. You want to tune in and be blessed by a woman of God. Pastor Sharon Ford will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night over this worldwide platform at 8 p.m. Pastor Sharon Ford will be bringing forth the word. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.